It's with a heavy heart that I record this episode after the events at the Capitol, a newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, where five people were shot dead yesterday. I talk about my career in real estate, but before that, I was in advertising sales, where I worked alongside journalists at newspapers and television stations. So I know a lot of the scene, and to have someone break through a locked newsroom and seek people out and go after them just makes me sick to my stomach. And I know there's many shootings that happen in the United States, but I've become desensitized to many of them after 20 years of school shootings, and concert goers have to think about their well-being and not just whoever's on stage. But with that said, I stand firm by the First Amendment and the Fourth Estate, even though I do have a place in my heart for the Second Amendment as well. With that in mind, with the military giving their retired gear to police offices across the United States, it seems that simple citizens really won't have a chance to go up against an armed force like ours unless they do all band together. So I think we'd have more luck with rocks thrown than the .357 Magnum I keep locked safely away in a gun safe, which won't protect me against a lunatic that just happened to get his hands on a gun. So judge me if you must for saying these things, but I just felt I'd take this small forum that I have to say them before we talk about old jobs, space stations, and flags as we wave hello to more joshing around. And then I turned to the horse and said, "Hey buddy, why the long face?" No matter what's going on in the world, it's still the weekend as long as you're still living in it. Do you work a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday? Well, then it's time to say fry yay. And otherwise, just punch me across my glass jaw and go about working all weekend long. Y'all, I'm sorry about that, but I'll still be uncorking the finest oaky, buttery Chardonnay even as I talk about kind of down subjects today. But hey, let's get it on. There's been a big push across the country to end the system of cash bail that allows people to bond out of jail and be free until their court case, and I haven't really read enough about the subject to provide an educated opinion on the matter. However, today, a piece came out in The Guardian. It's an investigation that finds incarcerated women are groomed by pimps and forced into sex work once released. And it goes on to say that this is widespread in numerous states, but probably every state where women's records can be found online, because they seek out women that are at risk because of the drugs they're on or the prostitution they were already doing. And then they start calling and writing letters before finally bonding these women out and keeping them tied to a position of prostitution against their will for years on end. Like pimps in the night, bail bondsmen come in and all of a sudden people get stole out of sight. Yeah, a pimp cups goes to the pawn shop, so overnight, guess what, that bonds drop. Okay, and we putting people into slavery, we trafficking but not stuck, car to car, bumper to bumper, hey, get out the way. No, instead, you're tied chain. I don't wanna be there, so I'll be brave, like Meredith, and I shoot down my arrow true, and I'm telling you that we can make these people's dreams come true by breaking those chains, taking them off of those hooks, and we got a hook back, here it comes, looking like pimps in the night. This Guardian investigation is almost too informative. In fact, in the article is an infographic headlined "How Sex Traffickers Use the Bail Bond System to Exploit Women" that plays out like a WikiHow entry. Number one, a woman is arrested and charged with a crime such as prostitution or drug possession. Number two, traffickers use inmate recruiters, corrupt bondsmen, and online data to find women awaiting a court date. Number three, traffickers bail the women out either through cash bonds or via corrupt bondsmen. Number four, once released, the women are given a choice between working as prostitutes or having their bond rescinded, forcing them to return to jail. And like I said, very informative, but a little too much like a how-to guide, if you ask me. Capital slips with all capital letters on my lips. I'm screaming out, when can we stop? I don't want to trip a down memory lane again like it's Columbine, and I have failed to see what is exactly upon my mind. No extensions and no pretensions, I got no wig. Parliament is out for the day, and Congress sings the same old song, and I can stand tall, but I'm crawling, living life, and just speaking. I'm not doing anything except tweaking every weekend, and I'm telling you that we can do more. I'm tired of this. I want to pour my heart and soul into helping, but there's no help for us here because we're all just controlled by that puppeteer. Recently, sex workers have been able to break free from pimps and other hangers-on by embracing technological platforms like Craigslist, Backpage, and Twitter. This is all news to me because, from my perspective, monogamy rules. However, it seems that platforms like Twitter have made it easy for sex workers to market their services and also share their client lists, which essentially ensures their safety. That all changed, though, in April when the U.S. Congress passed a bill known as FOSTA-SESTA, short for the Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act and Stop Enabling Sex Traffickers Act, respectively, which is aimed at curbing underage sex trafficking and holds internet service providers liable for what users might create on their platforms. This is great, of course. However, the bill means that any site sex workers use, even in their personal life, can be held liable. In reaction to this, sites like Reddit, Craigslist, and Skype have already begun to change their terms of service and silence or ban sex workers from their platform. Now, this will only force many more workers into the hands of exploitation and street work, says one group that has started a new site called Switter, which is being run from Melbourne, Australia, but based in Austria because there, sex work is legal. So, what the company has to say is that we need to watch out for a potentially fully censored and manipulated internet in the future. As for now, though, they're just trying to introduce willing buyers to sellers. Live life to the fullest, even if it's not the favor or flavor that you want now or later. You can find that, you can savor that date, or when you wanted to be right there, but hesitate. Yeah, get up off that gate, come on, jump down the fence and get in there. Fence like your epi depends on it, come on, you got it. Now your friends be there rooting you on, and if not, they just pawns. Prawns ready to be shrimp, sunk down to they size. The biggest live there and deliver. If it's not the genre, no, I'm telling you, go up to the heights, the apex, and look down and spy the sights. You got it, and now I've seen what you're seeing, because I'm living through your eyes is a dream. I would say that society's gone to hell in a handbasket. However, prostitution's known as the world's oldest profession, and we've long had a problem with violence, including genocide and total world war. So maybe we are making progress, especially when you consider that as a people, we just put up a rocket to space to refuel the International Space Station, a station that's home to 3 Americans, 2 Russians, and a German. This SpaceX Dragon capsule is bringing 6,000 pounds of supplies to the station, including food, fuel, and the first artificial intelligence astronaut, Simon. That's short for Crew Interactive Mobile Companion. Simon looks like a volleyball with a computer screen, think future Wilson, and he's able to move around the station on his own power and answer questions when his name is called. Now, if that isn't progress, I don't know what is. So maybe we are making our way towards a more peaceful tomorrow. Scream out my name, but no one can hear it. I'm not swimming when I'm in space. There is no beginning to this, and then I'm not sure where I go if I could even start stroking. And I'm yelling, I'm telling you, no oxygen. Now I'm choking, but we've got supplies. Thanks, dragging. Now I'm dragging on, running on my treadmill to keep my muscles strong. And no atrophy, a trophy for everyone. And we'll drop it down like space degree. Okay, here we come, and I got an advanced degree, so you can see a better idea from me. My ideology is right here. I wear it on my sleeve. And now it's with a heavy heart that I report there's been a shooting on board the International Space Station. It seems the artificial intelligent astronaut opened fire, taking out 3 American astronauts and the 1 German, leaving only 2 Russian cosmonauts alive. The threat's been neutralized as the AI astronaut has been shut down. However, just like global politics and the World Cup, the only major players that remain are the Russians.
Alright, but I'm gonna get it lockstep. I do it on the flow, by the way. Hit the Glock, do I wanna carry 44, man? I wanna carry both. 2 Glock 20s on my side and hip and hip and 44 and Magnum in the growth. Talking about seeing attack and it's gross. Carry a 12 gauge, what you gonna do? At least have some bear spray, man. You about to get eaten up, fool.
Pride Month is nearly complete, and that means it's time to wave goodbye to many of the additional flags that have been flying in the month of June. Namely, that pride symbol itself, the rainbow flag, which was established in 1978 as a bastion of the LGBT community. Each color is supposed to stand for something. Now, originally, the flag had 8 colors, including hot pink and turquoise, but now it has been whittled down to the original six Roy G. Biv colors of the rainbow, with hot pink and turquoise being cast aside. All of the colors do stand for something. Hot pink was sex and turquoise was art. Those don't apply anymore, but starting from red and ending with violet, we've got life, healing, sunlight, nature, serenity, and spirit. In 1998, a bisexual flag was established. This is pink, purple, and blue, which stands for people who like the same sex, people who like both sexes, and people who like the opposite sex. And then in 1999, a transsexual flag was flown with blue, pink, white, pink, and blue as the stripes, with pink, of course, being for those who identify as a woman and blue for those who identify as a male, with white being the intersex, those transitioning or those neutral or undefined. Now, in 2010, a pansexual flag was released, but that's more androgynous, and I won't get into it. What I would like you to know, though, is that there's another version of the transsexual flag that comes from Israel, and there it's just a neon green sign that has a centered Venus, Mars, and both together, like if Prince changed his name today. Lost and then found again, but sleeping through the night, my friend, is easy to do when you got no pain. Shut off your brain and listen to your heart. It doesn't matter where you started. Life is a sprint, it's not a marathon. Carry on, and once you get done, to the end, my friend, look back at everything you accomplished with a slow hand clap. But how about that? You really did it, just like mom said. You could really do it like Beyonce. Hey man, accomplish your goals and stay in control. Eyes forward onto the path, okay? You got it. Way to go. Now, I'm a fan of symbols, colors, and flags of all kinds, so any banner you want to fly is fine by me. However, I do want to point out that all this splintering and fragmentation from one more centralized ideal into more hyper-specific subsects is very similar to the path taken by Christianity as they devolved from the goal of everlasting life into more segregated communities that worship and rally behind their own causes, like those of Catholics, Lutherans, and Mormons. But I don't want to dwell on that. Instead, let's just remember that we shouldn't focus on our differences, but instead on what we all have in common. Life's not perfect, and there are no guarantees, so I'm sorry if you watch my hairline recede. I can actually hear myself getting bald, no longer growing tall, because I atrophy and gravity's got the best of me, so I'll shrink down to the floor, but that's fine. It just means I have to work harder and give more, and Warren Buffett says if you're not making money in your sleep, prepare to work for someone else the rest of your life. Not an enemy of me. It's not me that said it, okay? But it's you to get better and accept that this is just the truth, or else powerful forces will always control you. So regain control and take back the reins so you can find internal peace and everlasting happiness. Now, though, I better cease and desist before I make any more powerful enemies with my fake news. Keep your flag in flight, even if the colors begin to fade, and retain common sense when it comes to artificial intelligence. Remember those we've lost, while never forgetting where we're going, as we continue to take two steps forward and one step back, all the while joshing around. Is there something that you think about that just makes your eyes water, and there's no doubt that you might just stop that heart to beat, and you might just stop that movement of your feet, but don't get froze now into that carbonite. No, overnight, you can reinvent yourself, so be right there. And it's not about wealth, as I've said before, it's about yourself and what it means to be a human being, and be right here, but don't destroy the earth while you're at it. No more plastic straws, y'all. Now, be true to what you want to do, but gotta make that money too, so don't let me say to throw your cares away and do what you really love to do, because that's false, and once you do it, true, it will just become work like everything else. But still, you've got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and go to sleep at night, and if you can't do that, then hang on tight. You can always reinvent yourself overnight, like I said a minute ago, but just do it. Take it slow.